Think in history. Think of a president from modern history who you believe had the most power to influence in modern history. Somebody you thought had energy and charisma and power. Somebody you'd never forget. How many of you thought of John F. Kennedy? Raise your hand if you thought of Kennedy. Keep your hands up nice and high. You got 90% of the room thinking of one man. Some of you said Reagan. Some of you said other people. 90% of you. Drop your hands. Why? How many thought John F. Kennedy was an attractive man visually? 98%. How many thought he was attractive auditorily? Not 95%. How many felt he could move you emotionally? How many felt when he said something, he meant it, he was congruent? Khrushchev thought so also. So some people say, well, we remember him that way because he was killed. Now, was he popular only in this country or around the world? Why? Because if he walked into a visual culture, he was visual. If he was auditory, he was auditory. If he was kinesthetic, he was kinesthetic. I got news for you. It's not politics. It's your nervous system. How about parenting? What should be the best parent? A visual parent? Come here, Johnny, let's get this done. An auditory parent? Johnny, I think we should talk about this. Kinesthetic parent, come here, buddy. What should be the best parent to have? You want to be a VAC, a visual, auditory, kinesthetic. You want to be one of these. So I don't care if it's parenting or it's politics or it's music or it's business. If you're going to succeed, you must become attractive visually, auditorily, kinesthetically, and you must be congruent. If you do those four factors, there is no limit to the number and quality of people you can influence in your lifetime for good. If you don't do that, you got to settle for something a lot less. And that's true in your career and your business as much as anything else. Any study you've ever seen, people who come across more visually, auditorily, kinesthetically attractive and congruent will move up in business even if their skill sets are not as high. There's no one that's better than the other. They're all important. You want to be all three. You want to be a VAC. You don't want to be stuck in any one of them. You're obnoxious stuck in visual. You're difficult to be able to deal with people in kinesthetic. You're kind of middle of the road if you're stuck in auditory. You've got to be able to enter all three, and you can't.